Hello, this is Zamana King, and welcome back again into our sales season 5 of our podcast session here. And as you know, we have been always speaking about the, about positive things here, trying to influence the world, trying to spread a good and good word and love to the world. So, and today I've got 5 things that I'm going to speak about, and it's all about how to rise from deadwood state. You know, deadwood, what does it mean by the term deadwood? Deadwood just a state of being useless. You find yourself, you are no longer able to perform your task. So, and today I've got just prepared something that the way out for someone to reinvent himself from being deadwood, you know. So what are which are the best ways for someone to overcome such a state of being so deadwood, you know? The first thing that can make someone reinvent himself or herself from being deadwood is learning from the mistake. You know, you have to learn from the mistake. If you just fall down, you have to equip yourself that you have to learn that, oh, something made me fall down, so how can I avoid it? So the way you overcome the you overcome this the stumbling block, that is how you can find yourself trying to find out a new to find out the solution that can help yourself to move from the so-called deadwood state. So the second thing, or the second strategy that can make you reinvent yourself from being deadwood is trying more new ways. So you have to adapt into new way, you know. Ways are so different, and the way you lived back in 2019, it cannot resemble to the way that you can live today in 2021, you know. We have got living in the certain way of life, but in 2021 we have got to adapt into new way, you know. Even the government system, the government of 2019, it might be not the same as that of 2021, you know. So adapt a new way, it can make yourself becoming so updated. You go with the time moving and yourself moving, the time changing, yourself changing with the time. So discovering new way can make yourself thrive from being sleep, you know. Thriving from being sleep, that is what we can call ourselves reinventing yourself, reinventing yourself from the from being deadwood. So the deadwood start, maybe just a stepping stone if you reinvent yourself and you elevate yourself from this state. So the third strategy that can help you from being deadwood and become reinvented again is investing in learning, you know, new knowledge, feeding your brain with new knowledge. That is another thing that can make yourself free from the chain of being deadwood, you know. It means just a common thing in Africa. Most of the youth, they are so very are very very poor in learning. They don't have enough learning skill. They do not invest the time learning different books, different readings, passing through magazines. So if you invest yourself learning into different materials, you can equip your brain with a new knowledge, getting a lot of solutions, you know. When you read different books, you can be just influenced with the new knowledge, particularly the way which others adapted to solve their problems, you know. If you can find yourself reading books like the Book of the Giant People, like Jack Kenny Freed, the Book of Napoleon Hill, can offer you with a viable solution to the problem that is making you stumble and that is trying to trap you and remain to where you are. So if you learn a lot of materials, you can find yourself becoming so free and find yourself reinventing from being deadwood. So it is a third thing. So the fourth strategy that can make yourself reinvent from being deadwood is just valuing your time. You know, the time is always very important. That's why they say the time is money, you know. Saying that time is money, it doesn't matter the time offering you maybe a certain amount of money. No, it doesn't mean that. So time is money, that when you value the time, it can prosper yourself, becoming someone very special. It can help you executing your activities and all of your ambitions in on a right time or at the perfect moment. So if you treat well your time, if you manage your time, if you serve your time, you do everything at the right time at the perfect angle of your focus. So you cannot make things come into fruition if you are not managing your time. So time is very important. It can help you become someone who the person who you never been before, you know. So investing in time, that is another important tip that can help you become so powerful once again after being deadwood at a certain period of time. So the final thing and the last tip is that becoming positive. How can you become benefited by becoming positive? You know, positivity is just a broad term that is referring to different states. You know, when you become positive, we inspire yourself to see that you think everything optimistically. You know, when you become optimistic, that you think, oh, I'm doing this, it might be just a positive thing. Even if it happens a problem, you always trying to solve the thing positively. You even when you face a difficult time in your life, you always anticipate the good ending, the good results, good product on the plus that you do. Negativity is always being swept away by being positive. So becoming positive is very important. It may help your brain become so very free and very receptive in just receiving a lot of things. So bark of new knowledge and internalizing you is the environment that is surrounding you. So I would like to advise the society that it has to invest in those five mentioned tips that may be just helpful for someone just who looks like now just giving up into the process that was he or she is doing. So I would like to say that the end of this episode is just the beginning of the next episode. So keep listening to our podcast, particularly to the next episode and those previous episodes. It's going to be helpful for you. And then now, the good news that we are available in a lot of platforms like iTunes, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Broadcast. It's all of the things that you can find me now. Then we have to edit and new platform where you can listen to me and, once again. It's just called by the name AfriPod. So when you tune the app AfriPod, you can search me over there and listen to our podcast, which goes by the name Insights on Life under Zamana King. So thank you and welcome to the next episodes.